Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Before you tuck into this lovely podcast, you may be warned that there are words that you may not wish to hear. Some of these words may be a little sweary, so if you have a toddler nearby, place them in a different room and remove any elderly people from the nearby area. These words may include, but not be limited to...
I went out for a roast yesterday, which I used to be really anti going out for roasts, and something's changed recently. I've decided I love it.
If that was on, if this was Bake Off, you'd get a handshake.
Anyone who orders a bottle of beer in a pub is a weird.
I think probably about 45, 50 minutes is cooked for. I would never cook an onion for less than 20 minutes.
I was actually having this exact conversation the other day. Friday night's the out night. Saturday night is like Sunday prep.
Yeah. Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the with Lee and Michael, and they're culinary tips so vital. That tastes great. But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Hello and welcome back to the Abyss of a Mouthful.
Stop doing that, Will. I had a whole thing planned.
Sorry, Michael, you go.
We literally have one note in this podcast, and it's Michael starts it. And...
You've been told. We did do a bit of swapping around recently.
Yeah, maybe we swap.
With show and tells and smells and stuff. And
yeah, that's true. So yeah, maybe you crack on actually.
No, you've embarrassed me now. I feel so embarrassed, and I'm actually just going to be very quiet for a
second. He's hurt. You've hurt his feelings.
I've hurt his feelings.
I'm going to be as quiet for as long as possible.
I don't have the capacity to care, Will, because I didn't sleep very well last night. So it's just going to be one of those episodes, I think. But we were in Morocco recently and now we're back. We're in London. That's exciting. That's new.
It's all right.
Have
it's
you
not
been?
Quite as warm as Morocco, oh, is yeah, it?
This know. Is just going to be a mopey episode,
no,
isn't it?
No, it was really lovely.
From the off, you've...
There's no red wine this week. It's going to be an absolute disaster.
In front of my friend Sophie.
I was embarrassed for him.
In front of cameras that are recording. In front of microphones that are also recording. and I just want to say that if you do that again, I'll pull your pants down in front of your family. I will find you at a family event. I will... organize a family event. I'll go as far as to organize a family event for the Sladden family.
Yeah.
And I will double keg you in front of your mum.
Have I ever told you about the time that my sister did that to my now brother-in-law?
No.
When one of the first times that my sister's now husband came to my family house, he was being helpful in doing the washing up. And one of my younger sisters thought it would be the funniest thing in the world, just got up behind him and pull his trousers down.
The first time she met him?
Maybe the second time.
Oh my God.
It was really
That's
funny.
Brilliant.
It was really funny.
Oh, there we go.
Did his willy fall out?
Well, luckily it was against the sink, so it might have fallen out, but it fell out against the sink. But he had his hands in the sink. He couldn't do anything.
You can't
it was
beat
so funny.
A good double keg. I don't know if I've spoken about it on this podcast, but I want the double keg Ben Cottrell in primary school. And
In primary school, I
got in so
I'm not surprised.
Much trouble, and I had to stand outside the teacher's room for like every break time and lunch time for like 2 weeks. Honestly,
the humiliation.
You can look back on it and laugh. I regret nothing. It was the way his pants came down with the shorts. Just it was like oh,
God.
And then also the best thing about it was that he walked like the whole length of like the indoor football pitch thing that we were playing in at school, and he walked like the whole length of it to the teacher with his little winky out. Sorry, Ben, but it was a child's winky, so I can call it small now. We're actually quite good mates now, but back then,
why didn't he pull them back up?
Well, he was a child. His brain wasn't fully developed. So,
but that, also, waddling across with them around your ankles, quite a feat.
Did you know this, Soph, that boys up to a certain age, when they go to the urinal, they pull the whole lot down. It goes down to their ankles. Sometimes it's you'll be in a, you know, like a service station toilet and you'll just see a little boy's bum. You're like, that's more than
what
I signed
up
for.
Little boys? I still do that for a laugh. Every yeah. now and again.
Cross swords with a mate?
No, not that far.
Oh, okay.
It's like boys, you've taken it too far.
Boys sitting down to go for a wee always really makes me laugh as well.
Boys sitting down
to go for a wee. Sometimes sitting down to go for a wee is quite nice.
Yeah, sometimes you're a bit hungover, you're a bit tired. Have
but
a sit.
The thing is, a wee doesn't really take very long. So actually, yeah. you don't really need to go on phone during a wee.
But sometimes it can turn into something completely different.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Standing up, that becomes problematic.
It can
especially
sometimes,
if you've not pulled your trousers all the way down.
It can sometimes turn into poo.
Which
leads
does.
Me to our next section. What did you turn into poo last night?
What we had for dinner last night. What we had for dinner last night.
Michael, what did you have for dinner last night?
You're not going to believe this.
You said in the green room that it was a good one.
It was a good one. I delegated. And by delegated, my friend Eloise cooked dinner for me in my old house with my old housemates.
Lovely.
She replaced me. And actually, turns out that it was a great swap because
Michael
she made
2.0
us.
Is...
Michael 2.0, yeah, aka Eloise, made Hainanese chicken.
Oh.
Poached chicken, rice.
Delicious.
So she poached the chicken. She took the chicken skin and put it in with the rice and like fried it up, and then she made three sauces. There was like a soy based sauce, a chili sauce,
spring
and
onion
egg
one?
No,
can
like
you hear
a garlic
my tummy
and ginger.
Rumbling?
Like
you getting that on microphone?
Yeah. I heard it earlier as
it
well.
It really
this
went.
Is, seems to be not related
absolutely.
To what I'm saying.
Absolutely, absolutely
just hungry.
It was amazing, and then we watched Limitless Win, Anton Deck's new show. Have you seen that?
Never even
no,
heard of it.
I haven't. I thought
heard
you were
going to
say Limitless the film.
No, yeah, not same. Limitless the film. Limitless Win, and yeah, we ate. It was amazing. Eloise, you smashed it. It was great.
That's an. I feel like Sunday night socializing. Mm-hmm. Is something that I'm coming around to.
Yeah,
I used to
too.
Always be like, no, that's my time to feel anxious and cry on the sofa. But now it's quite nice to not be anxious and cry on the sofa.
Do
and
you
actually
now
just
drink on a Friday, then give yourself the Saturday off, then enjoy the Sunday?
I tend to not drink so much on a Friday. That's not, I just drink on all the days.
Because I'm trying to find structure in
yeah.
my weekends now. So I did I had a similarly slightly wholesome Sunday, followed by a not very wholesome Friday and a very relaxed Saturday. And I realised that I think that might
be a good sandwich.
The perfect weekend. Big fun Friday. Not too hungover on the Saturday, feeling quite, you know. Feeling you don't need to leave the house, but you don't need to leave
the sofa.
You
go for a little
either.
Potter around your local area.
Maybe
if you
a
like
potter if you're up for
you're not
it,
getting on the overground, that's for sure.
Exactly. And then Sunday ran 13.5 kilometres
no,
and went
you
to Chris
didn't.
Pizza.
Oh,
that sounds like a great Sunday.
I was actually having this exact conversation the other day. Friday night's the out night, Saturday night is like Sunday prep.
Yeah You want to make sure that you're in a position to be able to have a nice time on a Sunday. Not too nice, but a nice time on a Sunday.
You do your house admin on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
That's when you get the Hoover out.
Yeah.
Maybe clean out the fridge a bit. Fold up your laundry and put it back in the cupboard. My least favourite
wait,
job.
Wait. You take it out and then put it back in? Or is this is
so
washed?
So we fold it off the line.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And put it back
Thank
in the
God.
Cupboard. And then it means on Sunday, you're like, no, I'm just here for a good time.
Yeah. What did you do yesterday? And what did you have for dinner?
My dinner last night, I had some crudités and a big bucket of my own tears while watching One Day. Have you guys watched One Day?
Is it what, the new series?
Oh my God, it's incredible. I binge watched all of it and I've honestly been living in fantasy land all day today, pretending that I know these people.
What?
It's done something really strange to my brain chemistry. Where
how many episodes is it?
14.
I don't know if I
half
can cope
hour
with
episodes.
That.
I didn't do all of them yesterday.
Fucking hell, I think it was 14. I thought they were hour episodes.
I watched two on Friday night, two on Saturday morning, and then the rest was all yesterday. I've got the house to myself at the moment, so that means I'm just slamming the telly.
Yeah.
So my dinner wasn't that exciting. It was some picky bits because I had a really good lunch. So I'm going to talk about that instead because that's better.
Nice.
I went out for a roast yesterday, which I used to be really anti going out for roasts. And something's changed recently. I've decided I love it because I don't have a dishwasher and there's always a lot of washing up with a roast. And that actually isn't very relaxing on a Sunday when you have to spend all afternoon doing the washing up. So went to a really nice local spot in Broccoli called The Talbot with my big sister, Ellie. Hi, Ellie. You listen to all of these. And her husband and her baby. They've adopted me while I'm home alone this weekend,
so
which
nice.
Was really nice. And had such a good lunch.
Is it a good roast?
It's a
That's
really
my
good
local.
Roast.
That's my local.
Isn't it?
Yeah, get down there.
I
it's a
you
really
guys are like...
neighborhood buddies,
Southeast pals.
It's a really nice pub, and the food's really good. I had a big wedge of porchetta, roast potatoes, carrots, massive Yorkshire pudding, really nice gravy. There was some celeriac puree on the plate.
Cauliflower cheese on that.
There was no cauliflower cheese.
Cheesy leeks.
Which I did think maybe I won't like that, and I didn't need it.
What's the cheesy element?
There was no cheesy element. I lie. For starter, we had a whole baked... What cheese was it?
Reblochon.
It was a scent something that began with an M, and it was baked. And okay. It was kind of, it tasted
Wait,
like
not a camembert.
It wasn't a camembert. It tasted quite alpine and sheepy. It was baked and it had little bits of potato to dip in there and cornichons
like
and also radishes.
It sounds
yeah,
so
like,
good.
Yeah, you know, in the Alps when you bake cheese
yeah, yeah.
and you just dunky
yeah,
dunky
I,
dunk.
I do it
yeah,
weekly.
One of them. So there was cheese involved. There was cheese involved.
Well, as long as there was
Fair
cheese
not.
Involved.
And yeah, the Talbot, great for a roast. One Day on Netflix, great for a big fat cry.
I don't think I'm emotionally stable enough to watch that show.
It's really about, like, if you can really tap into young love experiences.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I can.
Really hits you. If normal people did that for you, then...
I haven't watched that.
Oh, really?
One Day's
is
Better,
it that
I would
vibe?
Say. It's like
normal
that.
People did weird things to me over lockdown, tell you what.
Yeah.
What, did all you realise that Paul Mescal's actually... It's all right to fancy him, even if you're straight.
See this chain?
Is that...
It did that to everyone,
wow.
didn't it?
Yeah, see that?
We were
chain
wearer pre-normal people.
I haven't watched Normal People, so...
Were you joking?
I guess so.
He's not a normal
you,
guy,
have
though.
Have you read the
so.
Book?
I can't read.
What did you have dinner last night, Wills?
Around us. Yeah, no, I did have dinner last night. I made a bit of a mishmash dinner.
Ooh.
But I
we
wanted
love
to,
mishmash.
I had some lamb, because I did a big order from the butchers that I plug every week, so I just won't say the name of them again.
Swelled out.
But I did a big order, so I've just always got some bits in the freezer. So I thought I had a rolled joint or a rolled shoulder joint of lamb.
So how does this meat arrive?
Vac packed in sort of a freezer bag type freezer box thing.
It's not like Odd Box where they just send you all the offcuts.
No, you
choose
like
what you
okay,
like.
Okay, nice.
You choose what you get, but I wanted to roast some lamb, and then I thought, I can't be, again, I didn't want to do a roast because it's a bit of faff. Ended up doing just as much faff anyway, but I made like wedges with like some nice spices on them, and I had a leek, a big leek, and I blitzed up some anchovies and garlic and rosemary. I think that's why I went for the lamb, because I knew I had rosemary in the fridge as well. So I blitzed all that up, covered the lamb, roasted it for a bit, 20 minutes on high, hour on low, 20 minutes on high, uncovered, with loads of onions around it. And then I did my wedges, and they had some chili powder and paprika and turmeric and cumin seeds and a bit of oil on them. Corn flour to make them crispy, and
Delicious.
Then just got them in the oven. And then I did, with the onions that are roasted with the lamb, I mixed them with some miso and some soy and some beef stock, beef broth, I should say, so that it was like a nice sort
yeah,
of oniony
yeah.
gravy. And I had like an inch and a half left in like a big tub of yogurt. So I mixed it with lemon and garlic and stuff like that. So it was like wedges with garlic yogurt, like creamy and nice. And then it was this... spinach and leek mix that I'd put chili flakes and pecorino in, and then
this sounds like a feast.
And then and then slices of lamb, and it was very nice. It was nice. It was a bit weird though. Like nothing really went together. But it also I wouldn't really have changed.
Wouldn't have changed it for the world.
It worked.
It sounds quite Sunday as well.
It was very Sunday.
Quite Sunday.
What time did you eat?
About 7:30.
Okay. That's quite a lot of like dinner faff for a Sunday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, do you know what it was? And I was doing it, and I was like, "Fucking hell! I wish I hadn't decided that I was going to make this thing that has like multiple different elements." But it was nice. So
there you go.
On Sunday being the best day to socialize, I think that you want to do a linner.
Yeah,
a lunchtime.
I agree.
Yeah.
I tend to do like a 3 o'clock on a Sunday, and then you just kind of graze for the rest of the evening. If I have friends around for lunch, it will be like 2 or 3 o'clock.
We did midday crisp pizza.
Oh yeah, so you had to wait to digest.
I had to wait till dinner, and it was as good as it always is.
I've still never been because I don't step foot in West London, as you know.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, should we go? Because
I think we should maybe do a pilgrimage.
I really need an excuse to go because it's far.
It's one of those places that with social media, everyone thinks like, oh, things are just hype, and like I've been like maybe 7 or 8 times. And not only have I been 7 or 8 times and loved it every single time, like I've not had a bad pizza from there. Like I went to New York and the pizza was great, but I was eating it thinking...
Could be crisp.
It's not.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
Wow.
And like, even in Rome, like we found this lovely little pizza place called Trieste, which was amazing. Like, if you're in Rome, go there. They make these tiny little personal pizzas, is what Domino's would call them, I suppose. But they're like baked in individual cast iron, like circular pans in the oven. And they're really good and they're really crispy. And it was definitely the best pizza I've had like in Italy. But not a spot on crisp. They've just nailed it.
You pick a piece up.
It's completely straight. It's crispy on the bottom. Sounds good. Moist and delicious and cheesy on top. It's just,
they know what they're doing.
They've really nailed it. If ever you think, oh, it's just a hype spot, once you've had it, you realise it's not. I would queue for it if I'd never had it before, because that first bite, that first bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, will blow your mind.
Well, actually, I've got a crisp hack, because I've heard that if you go to everybody in the queue and say, I listened to a bit of a mouthful and you should too, if you say it to everyone and then all the staff, they'll bump you right to the front
of
the queue.
That's actually very true. I'd forgotten about that. That's exactly how. Yeah, I've just realised I've not met the guy that's in charge, and it is that. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's a great hack. And it actually works in most queues internationally. So it's a really exciting little travel hack for you there, too.
Especially if you're trying to get a visa. That's when it works best. And it has to be a Romanian visa.
Well, speaking of Romanian visas, I was in Lisbon recently, and it gave me an idea for a couple of hot takes.
Ooh.
I thought we were doing show and tell and smell first.
Because you're hungry. Oh, there we go. Will's hungry. All right. No, change it all around.
No,
Will's in charge.
No,
Will, if you're doing the intro, you can be hungry too. Will's changed the order. We're eating right now.
But we
That's
can't
fun.
Change the order of the actual podcast. It's wrong.
No,
okay,
it's
no,
not.
We can.
We're the bosses. We do what we want.
Okay.
Are we allowed, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve says
okay.
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to do crunch time quickly first. Does whatever you're making have to be warm? Okay, well, what I've got in my pocket, guys.
Oh, God. Not that.
It's about to blow you away.
It's time for the crunch. It's crunch time.
Oh. Do I see some other Japanese snacks again?
Millie Lagares strikes again. She's returned from Japan, my friend Millie, with whatever these are.
I can't help but notice that you've already had some.
No, I haven't, actually. I have not tried a whole bag of these because my lovely lady friend Squiggle, Tegan, to those who don't know her best, has eaten every single bag of these bar one. And when Millie bought me those squid snacks back, I brought them onto the podcast because I thought I'd like to share them with my friends
so
who I talk about crunchy things with. So with these, I thought, oh, I really want to share them, and it'd be great if we had individual bags. But that nasty little brute, who I call my lady friend, has actually eaten every single bag, bar one. And it's not like they travelled from fucking Japan to be here.
And
so,
Millie's not coming back for months.
Yeah, Millie's... Well, actually, she's back next month. I think she's back in March. So, but she promised more squid snacks, which is nice. But yes, basically, Millie is... everyone's friend. We all love Millie.
Everyone's
and she's
Millie.
Also the plug for Japanese snacks because... She lives there. So she's. I don't know what they're called. I don't think Millie knows what they're called. I don't think I asked her what they're called. But
do you know what they're made of?
I can tell you what they are.
They look ricey.
They are, I believe, cacio pepe flavored crunchy snacks. There's peanuts in there, but the big things that look like bananas are not peanuts.
They're made of. They look like the kind of rice cracker texture.
So, how's your Japanese?
I can say.
No, in terms of reading.
I've
got this. Can you read that?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a picture of something that looks like cacio pepe on it. Either that or it's sperm with pepper in it. But it
looks quite, yeah.
It's there. I'm going to open these
bad
lads.
Noodly.
We'll test the crunch.
What's that thing coming out of the bowl of cacio pepe? Look at that thing.
Chopstick.
It's like a little typhoon. Very nice. This is exciting.
Right. We'll test the crunch. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked it.
That's, oh yeah, they're cacio pepe flavoured.
Are they good?
They're real good.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, they're good.
Let's take a journey.
The only thing I can work out is that their phone lines are open between 9 and 5.
Good time
Whoa.
To
Whoa.
Yeah, they're good.
Ooh.
Very peppery.
They're very peppery, I was going to say.
Can I smell them?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
smell them from here.
Yeah.
Oh my
they're
God.
They're super peppery in a way
very
that
peppery.
I really like. It gives it almost chili heat.
Yeah, it's a cacio pepe sort of maize snack, I guess. But they clearly just do snacks better in Japan because everything that they seem to
love these
seem to have is just very, very.
Do you think there's MSG in this? I feel like it's just because they're not afraid of MSG.
I think there is MSG in this. Yeah, I had a bag of scampi fries yesterday whilst I was waiting for my pizza, and I just still think that they really are just the best bagged bar snack.
Not as good as those ones we had last time, the Japanese snacks.
No, those are great, the squid snacks, but... Mm. Yeah.
Yum. Would you like a show and tell and smell?
Yes.
More than anything in the world.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Show and tell and smell.
We're taking a journey from Japan to the south of France.
Oh, Lord.
To Provence, to be more precise. Flight. And today we have some pistolettiere. Have either of you had this before?
Pistolettiere. I've not had
I've never heard of it.
They kind of call it French pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's normally made with dough, and then you spread really caramelized onions on it, and you put anchovies and olives on it, and you bake it. But in the restaurant that I used to work at Quo Vadis, we used to do them as a bar snack, and we always just did it on really thinly rolled puff pastry, and it works really well. It's super cheap to make, and they're so delicious, just like delicious salty snacks. If you brought this to a picnic, everyone go crazy. I mean, we're not really in picnic season yet, but
we're getting there.
Or as a little nibble, if you have people around your house, cut them into little squares.
I do try to avoid anyone around my house, but yes, you're right. That would be nice.
I think it may be like one of the stinkiest things you could feed to a person. The anchovies and the onions.
It looks amazing. I thought it was Nutella, but I have now recalibrated and it's also exciting.
No, it's not. Form. It's not Nutella.
I do love an anchovy.
I'm glad because he's really anchovy-y.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Very nice indeed.
They're so yummy. Apparently they've been kicking around in France for a really long time. Again, in my little history lessons on the internet.
Where are these anchovies from? Go on.
Well, these anchovies are from these specific anchovies.
Sainsbury's.
Really?
Yeah.
They're quite big.
Again, Sainsbury's, call me.
Yeah. Why are they so massive?
I don't know.
Assume they must have been fancy good. Ones because they're really Sainsbury's. Big.
Yeah, apparently they've been making these things for ages. You know, the Romans love all those kind of cured anchovy pastes. I can't remember what it was called. Garum?
Yeah. Garum? Well, they invented fish sauce, didn't they?
Exactly. And there was a similar thing in France, which was called, I think it was called like pistolet or something. Pistolet?
Pistolet.
Which is why it's called pistolettiere, because the French version is called pistolet, which is just like a cured anchovy paste.
It's nice because obviously the onions are super sweet and jammy, and then you've got a bloody olive and a bit of anchovy on it.
Yeah, the onions are dark.
Yeah, I like them. How long do you cook them for?
Bloody ages, which is what a caramelised onion requires. I think probably about 45, 50 minutes these are cooked for. I would never cook an onion for less than 20 minutes.
That would be absolutely barbaric.
It would be.
I bet you've done it before. I bet you've done it before when you're in a rush to eat.
When you're in a, yeah. You just add splashes of water to steam them if I'm in a rush. That's the way to do it.
I always do that.
What, splashy water?
If I'm just cooking onions, I always add a bit of water.
Yeah.
Sort of stews them.
You just deglaze it and steam it at the same time. Just gets things going.
Would you ever eat this warm?
Yes, you would eat it warm.
I was going to say, this you is eat it room temp or warm. Spot on room temperature, but warm.
It's a good picnic food, though. I can totally imagine an aunt bringing that to a picnic.
Auntie Sophie.
Auntie Sophie.
And then you can snog everyone and give them horrid onion breath.
That is what my family parties are like.
If I know your auntie, I think
just a bit of housekeeping. I've noticed that we've neglected to rate the crispiness and flavour of the cacio pepe snacks.
I'm still working on it.
I really like
them.
Could you
rate that out of 5 as they are crispy?
I think that's an interesting one. I think it's a 4 out of 5 crunch.
I'd agree. Flavour?
Not a lot of travel. Flavour?
I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
I really like it.
So if I give your thing maybe 4.8.
4.8.
No, that's bullshit. No, that doesn't come anywhere close to some of the things that you've bought in. But that's, I mean, everything you bought in. It's definitely a 4.1.
Okay, that's good.
What did you say it's called again?
I'll take it.
A pissy flap.
It's a 5 out of 5 for a pissy la dière.
Yeah.
It's a 2 out of 5 for just how good food can be.
Yeah.
A 2?
No, it's not a 2.
That's insulting.
That's harsh.
No, but that's not your fault.
Get out.
You took the brief. If this was Bake Off, you'd get a handshake.
I can't believe what you say. A 2?
But like, honestly, like
I think the thing is, Soph, you...
Steve, can we kick Michael out of the podcast?
Soph, I think the thing is...
Replace him with another presenter.
Built a hard house to live in for yourself. Mm. Because...
I built across my own back, didn't
you
I?
You really have.
I like the Three Little Pigs.
Let's be honest.
Your house
You've come in with some absolute stormers. Mm. Especially this series.
You like the larb?
The larb.
The sausagey peppers.
Oh, the sausagey peppers. The fucking oyster sauce, the spring
raw
onion,
fish
sausage
stuff. That raw fish stuff.
The ceviche.
See what I mean?
I've been spoiling you too much.
You have been spoiling.
And I've given you a bit of puff pastry with some onions on it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
spoil brat.
Come on. I remember I was once sat in a garden in my underwear and you were cooking up delicious
ribs.
And I'm just eating some French pastry in a box.
We don't have access to a barbecue in the box. What am I to do? And
if
you took your top off here, it just wouldn't work.
Exactly. It's not your fault.
I'd be most uncomfortable, but then I'd take my top off as well.
So. And then I'd just be double uncomfortable.
they're peppery, these, aren't they?
Can I have a little more sprinkle of pepper?
No, delicious.
Pepper
sorry,
snack.
I just munched on a lot of those. Sophie. You have executed that incredibly well. It was very, very tasty.
But it's not good enough.
No, it's fine. We need the low with the highs. Like, the highs don't exist. There are no lows. So there we go. It's delicious. I would love some more.
You can have some more.
No, we can't.
As long as you save some for the lads in the recording booth.
The boys need this. They are hungry out there.
But I am going to need to eat something after this if anyone wants to nip to a cafe next door. Or
do we do some hot takes?
A steaming hot pile of food paste takes.
Let's do some hot takes because actually I'm glad that you gave me pastry because when I was in Lisbon after Morocco, because I'm an international man, I'm
of
like
business.
I am the new Mr. Worldwide after Pitbull's career fell off a cliff. Has it fallen off a cliff?
I don't know. He probably still got invited.
Fireball
Super Bowl,
is still a banger. But anyway, I was served a croissant and it was delicious. But underneath the croissant, in between the croissant and the plate, was a napkin. Why would I possibly want a napkin / serviette, napkin?
I'm team napkin.
Why would I want a napkin under my pastry? And they do it in other countries quite
a lot. They
do
it all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just going to get greasy and then I can't clean the grease off my fingers if the napkin's already greasy.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't stop the plate from getting dirty, so it doesn't save on washing up and it doesn't really act as a good napkin because it's already greasy. Mm-hmm. So I see what you mean. I think you actually might have hit the fucking nail on the head
there. Yeah, stupid, pointless waste of everything.
It's a waste of
everyone's
paper.
Time, waste of paper. And actually, you wouldn't believe, I was already riled up because a waiter came over to us. We've spoken about this before.
And you hate people that were your waiter.
He didn't have a writing implement and he proceeded to take our order and get it wrong immediately whilst reciting it to us 3 times in a row. And yeah, gosh, we found it very funny because he was so wrong every single time. He decided there was a real, for me, he's a very, very logical man.
Yeah.
I like to bucket. If someone was telling me like the order and let's say 2 people had ordered orange juice, 3 people had ordered croissants, I mean, they're already doing it. You bucket
them
right?
Yeah.
He didn't. He was like, "So you're getting the coffee with no milk?" And he'd be like, "No, actually, that's it. You're right, but that's actually him." And then he got it wrong so many times. So I was fuming.
So basically, your hot take is that there shouldn't be napkins in between plates and pastries at cafes. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you'll really kick off if the waiter doesn't have a writing implement and something to write on.
Absolutely. And then it became even worse because, look, I can't say enough about how many metric tons of plastic and CO2 have been saved by paper straws. I love that. Mm. I love it. I bloody love it. I dream about it. Amazing.
But McDonald's milkshake cannot handle
paper straws. We need to, as a global community, keep pushing forward on our straw journey because we haven't made it.
Why don't we all just carry metal straws? Your wallet, your phone, your keys.
Your metal straw. Maybe a telescopic straw that can attach to your keys, but then I imagine it would get dirty.
Like an earring into a metal telescopic straw.
I think the one on your keys, you'd have to have some kind of like, it folds into itself. It's a collapsible straw and it has a little kind of top that you screw onto it. Yeah. So to use your screw.
This is genius.
To use the straw, genius. You unscrew it and then it goes.
Yeah. And then you can sort of adjust the length in case you have like a slightly smaller glass.
Yes, yes.
Or a deeper glass.
That'd like a tripod good. Where you kind of fix it in the position you need it to be.
I think that's a good solve, actually.
If you're listening to this, do not steal that idea. Yeah.
Chili's will do it. Chili's
We've
bottle.
Got evidence of it. Sophie Wybird saying this. The Monday, the 12th of February.
1983.
At 56 minutes past six. I have a hot take. It's not so much a hot take as a desperate call for something to return that has disappeared.
Oh, no.
And that is, I want them to bring back Brainiac Science Abuse.
I have no idea what that is.
Wait, do you mean just Brainiac?
Science Abuse.
What's Brainiac Science Abuse?
I don't know what
it's
Brainiac
the bit
is.
They added after Brainiac. You don't know what Brainiac? Richard Hammond and John Tickle science program used to be on TV.
What?
That
you
was
never
everything.
Seen John Tickle walk on custard?
I mean,
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
It was
about.
The greatest TV show when you were... Maybe it's a young boy's thing. I don't know. And I don't want it to be uninclusive, but
was
I don't
I
think
Was I busy watching
is.
Totally Spies?
I don't know, because my PT is much younger... And she remembers Brainiac Science Abuse. So maybe it was like...
Is she a bit of a pick me, though?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Was she double-caking people in the playground too? Is that what it is?
Hang on, yeah, no, she does do that. No, but she was remembering it because it's that bit, you know, when John Tickle would do, things that make you go,
I do know that.
And then
they
put custard in a swimming pool. And did he run across it?
He ran across it. I don't think they stopped Brainiac Science Abuse because science abuse is...
Wait, what's the science abuse thing?
I swear it was called Brainiac Science Abuse.
But the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Oh.
It's like Brainiac was the umbrella word
the
for the
big
TV
title.
Show. But I swear that the actual main show was Brainiac Science Abuse.
Why did abuse need to be in the title? It doesn't sound
very nice. I don't
know.
Maybe
nice.
That's why
that
they cancelled
it. But it doesn't sound good.
And Richard Hammond was one of the hosts. But they stopped doing it. And frankly, I think that there's been so many developments in science. Obviously, they sort of... It was like strip back science. That
was Pluto still a planet then? No,
definitely.
My God,
100%.
Get back
but
in
it
there.
Was like strip back science. So it was like, oh, you know, it was a bit like Mythbusters. Like, can you walk? Can you walk on custard? John Tickle fucking prove you can. But now I think you know we've got cures for loads of diseases, and we've got wicked iPhones and all this stuff. And I just think that Brainiac, if it came back, could be absolutely wicked. And I don't know whether Richard Hammond and John Tickle actually had like really good science knowledge, so I'd like to throw my hat in the ring of new presenter on it.
I think
my dream job would
this
be to
pitch.
Host nothing to do with food.
This is definitely not a hot take. This
nothing,
is just
no,
a,
no it's because I want it to come back. Okay. My hot take is that they should bring back Brainiac.
And if they didn't need another host,
it.
Then...
I don't know why they got rid of it, but Brainiac Science Abuse was just a fantastic TV show. There was a fucking episode where they dropped a massive oil drum off a crane into one of those shit swimming pools that you put in your garden just to, like, show how, like, water forms a hard surface when something comes at it from a great distance or from a great height. And it's one of the things that has made me much more scared of flying, actually. So I attribute that to...
What, is that you just bounce off the sea?
If you crashed into the sea, I always thought you kind of, like, hit the sea and sort of, like, maybe sort of float a bit on the sea. Turns out, if you come out, you're coming down at that, you're fucked. It's just
gonna straight to the
But they show
the
it
bottom.
By dropping this oil drum into an outdoor family size like crap what would you say like scaffold the
They're
ones that you build with the scaffold.
My granny used to have one of them
and the thing just fucking crumbled as it hit the water like a metal oil drum
but I always think unlike a oil drum I would do a perfect pencil dive straight into the sea if I fell out of a plane I've always visited like
but if you're in the plane as it lands you're not jumping out are you just in your seat you're not bracing you're just
everyone
diving.
Else is screaming and I'm doing a quadruple pike sort of so like Tom Daly a perfect dive
it would be amazing
if I know me and Will on planes that's not what's happening I'm having a fit Will's having a panic attack
I'm probably having
and
a
I'm
panic
in my Speedos just waiting
probably, yeah I mean
Michael takes off the clothes alarmingly quickly.
Michael just stands up in the middle of the plane and he's somehow got those zip things on. Just whoosh, one foul swoop. He's just pulled every item of clothing
he's
on
also...
except his hat, which he then just turns slowly backwards.
He's also found some flippers.
Yeah,
he's found some
course,
flippers.
Of course, ready to go.
Flippers. Is there anything less dignified than flippers?
Not something that I can think of.
Yeah, not wearing flippers, actually. Have you seen, you know, the whole ick thing?
Yeah, I'm aware of
it. That whole ick thing. There was a video on, I believe it was TikTok, of a girlfriend filming her boyfriend's little legs while he was treading water.
Yes.
And so I think no flippers is actually the big ick.
Yeah, maybe,
I think they're both pretty icky, to be honest.
Speaking about falling out of planes, I was thinking the other day that...
About D.B. Cooper.
Now, imagine that you landed, you know, plane crash... Similar to that Argentinian rugby team sort of thing that's out at the moment.
I haven't seen that film.
But imagine if in your bag the only thing you had was a Colin the Caterpillar. You'd last for weeks. Someone presented one the other day.
You would be the most popular guy at the party, basically.
You couldn't tell anyone because they'd fucking mug you.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
You're in a plane crash.
Yeah.
There's maybe 15 survivors.
Is this a would you rather?
In your bag, you've got a Colin the Caterpillar cake.
Okay.
No one knows.
Is there a question?
No one knows.
No one. Amazing.
Do you tell them?
No way.
Am I with friends? Watch them one by one. No. Randomers. None of your friends made it. You're already pretty upset. You could probably do with a slice of Colin the Caterpillar. Cheer you the fuck up. But they're just randomers. Let's say
they start eating.
Let's say there's 13 or 14 of them. A couple of them are old people.
How hot is it?
Probably shouldn't have made it. I'm going to say temperature wise.
Is the Colin going to melt?
You've also
and
got
not
access
last.
To a very secret mini fridge as well. That's an important.
Is the chocolate going to be fridge cold?
No,
how I like
it's not cold, but it's not hot. It won't melt. It's sort of temperature wise. You're landed, you're there thinking, fuck me, this is a really bad situation. But you are licking your finger, putting it up and going, oh,
Colin will be all right.
At least it's quite mild. But yeah, so there's 13 of you, a few old people, whatever, but none of your mates make it. You're on a holiday, I don't know, none of them make it. It's really sad. But you've got a Colin the Caterpillar cake. How many days do you think you could keep the Colin the Caterpillar cake? Well, I'm assuming by the little glint in your eyes and the fact that I know that you like Colin the Caterpillar cake, you ain't telling anyone.
What I'd do, and this is genius, and it only recently would this have worked, I would peel the face off and lick off the back and be like, handily, I had one of those individually wrapped Colin the Caterpillars faces. And they'd be like, oh yeah, that's so random that M&S started doing that, but makes sense. Share that amongst yourselves. And then in my bag, I have the
rest
entire
of the cake.
Body.
But you are giving up the best bit.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. True. But they'll all be like,
yeah,
oh.
Well, we all make sacrifices. Yeah.
Exactly. Would I sit there and watch them start eating each
other? No, the question is how many days for you, because I know that you've already picked it. If yes, how many days would you stop, would you go without telling them that you have a Colin the Caterpillar in your bag?
I wouldn't ever tell them.
I just know that I would, but I'd do it to gain power.
Oh,
in, like,
that's
in the group.
Smart. Well, that's what I do with my face.
I'd start doing it with your face over your
Caterpillar
face.
Guys, we're looking for a leader.
Have you guys heard of the European school Cullum? Because I was head boy.
This is a walk in the park for me. By the way,
this reminds me of my rugby
trip. Caterpillar cake. I don't even know what a Colin the Caterpillar cake is.
What would you do, Will?
Oh, obviously, I'd share it. I'm a very moral man.
Yeah, I would.
But I would probably eat a bit of it first.
I'd have a bit first, and then I'd kind of one by one get people over and be like, "Do you want a bit?"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, allies. I'd use it
to, you know, leverage my position in the group.
I think that's fair. What section of the podcast are we on right now?
We're in hot takes still.
Because I have another thing that I need to say.
Yeah, please do.
Again, does it count as a hot take? I'm not sure. Is it a hot take that it needs to make a comeback? Yes, it is.
Do you want a job on it? Also,
I would work with Magnum on this job. The ice cream, not the condom. Magnum Temptations. Who remembers them?
Do they have one that was a raspberry and white chocolate one in the Temptations range?
Potentially. I seem to remember there being two of the front big runner daddies in the Temptations range. They came in small boxes. They were much smaller than a normal Magnum.
But not a
individually
mini.
Individually boxed.
Individually boxed.
But not a mini.
Not a mini. That's what they looked like. Michael is showing
they
Sophie.
They look quite sexy.
What they look... They were sexy. I'm pretty sure that the ads for them were highly sexualized. And
I feel like there was a woman with like quite shiny red lipstick eating one.
Oh, yeah. That's all Magnum
adverts. I don't know if it was that one, but there was definitely that sort of amazing set of teeth taking a bite and it going...
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the Magnum sort of being crushed rather than a tooth cracking. But yeah, those... God. I remember the first time I had one, I was in Portugal on holiday. I was maybe about 7 or 8 years old. They were the best ice creams ever. Wow. Like, I don't think there's an ice cream that comes close to them.
What about the billionaire one? I love the Magnum's billionaire.
I don't think I know her. Do I know
so
her?
This is what I'm saying.
They just aren't in boxes anymore.
The Magnum ice cream range now has gone downhill because they don't do the little... There's something special about having a little one in a box.
Yeah, so buying a new iPhone. Yeah,
it was a
nice.
Lot like that, except much, much cheaper.
And more delicious.
And much more delicious. Imagine licking an iPhone.
I have some discourse based on Magnums.
Okay.
What was that whole sort of sexy woman eating Magnum in advert vibe? Like, what were they trying to do there?
I think it was just sexy woman in any advert in the 2000s.
It was very much of its time.
Because we used
and
to
Galaxy
play...
as well.
Yeah, Galaxy. Yeah.
Oh, Galaxy.
But what was it? What were they trying to do? Herbal Essences, yeah.
Yeah, they were practically having orgasms.
They were. We also, me and my sisters used to play adverts. It was one of our favourite games, which is you'd make up adverts.
That's a good game.
You'd have to choose an object in the room and be like, you have to make up an advert for that. Yeah. And everyone goes away for a couple of minutes and then comes back and acts out their adverts.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like pretend orgasming 7-year-olds doing Herbal Essences adverts.
Yeah, it's quite fucked up actually when you think about it, isn't
it?
No. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting game. I mean, we could play it now, for example. How would you sell this bottle of Evian water, Michael?
Stage fright.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a whole team that normally works on these kinds of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we won't get you on this, actually, because you did crumble there. You crumbled there.
Will, how would you sell this water bottle?
I would say, oh, my God, is that an No, I'm doing the Jordan Belfort approach. I'm trying to think of an actual advert now. Intrepid water bottles, brought to you by Intrepid. And if you didn't know, they're a certified B Corp because someone's put it on the back in massive writing.
I can't be sure that it's not a B Corp bottle with an Intrepid logo.
Yeah.
On
exactly.
The back. Do you have any hot takes, Soph?
I do.
Oh, go on.
Actually, I've got loads. I've been ready for my moment.
Oh, my God. It's come.
It's actually touching on something that you said earlier, Will, that I just think all the best pubs in the world need to have pork scratchings, scampi fries, and basic crisps on sale. I don't want a fancy bag of crisps that costs like £2.50. I want ideally Tato's or Walkers.
Or Walkers. Or McCoy's.
I'll accept McCoy's. But there needs to be pork scratchings and there needs to be scampi fries.
There's never Walkers in pubs anymore. I never see them.
Good pubs.
It's always those salty dogs.
Tato's have made a real comeback. Because I think people...
Lots of my favourite pubs do Tato's.
Thing.
Yeah.
I mean, people have always drunk Guinness, but now for some reason it's quite trendy to drink Guinness.
Yeah.
And because Guinness is an Irish thing, I think people have brought Tato's back into a lot of pubs. So any
cheese and onion Tato is.
They're great. They're good
crisps. One of my
favourite crisps
ever.
I like a nut in a pub.
Yeah, also nuts. And again, simple nuts. A bag of KP dry and roasted nuts. Yeah.
You see, I think I know where you're coming from, but I wouldn't be ruling out your pipers, your kettles, any of that. I quite like them.
I just don't want them in the pub.
I draw the line at pubs that... Because what you've said is you want basic crisps, pork scratchings, maybe some nuts, scampi fries. I draw the line at pork puffs. I draw the line at bits of chorizo in a bag. I draw at fucking bags of popcorn.
Do you know what I had
that
literally
kind
yesterday
of
in a pub, Will? You're
going to
hate this.
I'm going to hate this, aren't I?
I had some dehydrated cheese in a bag in a pub yesterday.
I actually love those.
They're so good. The cheese snacks.
What's
I don't know what they're called. I think you
like
bought them in once.
Serious
in like series
pig?
One.
Serious pig or something?
Yeah, really nice. They're actually really nice. It's like someone melted down cheddar for ages and ages and ages.
And they do different flavoured ones, like herby ones and stuff.
Ooh.
Not
well,
in a
they
pub.
They sound quite nice.
Not in a pub, mind you, but... They do them in posh cinemas, like in picture houses.
Yeah, anything that you can get in a picture house shouldn't be available in a pub.
Agree. That's strong agree.
Because like, you can't get a draft beer in a picture house. You can only get a bottle of Peroni. Also, anyone who orders a bottle of beer in a pub is a weird. So it's this. It's
get
I think
it on
the
draft,
rule
babe.
Is, if you can get it in a picture house, apart from Coca-Cola and soft drinks, you shouldn't be able to get it in a pub.
That is a hot
wine.
Take.
Wine. Wine can be in both. Although I would actually never order a wine in a pub. It feels weird.
Really? It does feel weird.
Like a nice pub where you're having your lunch.
If I was having a pub lunch, I might have a wine.
Well, now we're talking gastro pubs.
But we're in gastro
pubs.
Sorry,
we're talking
about non-gastro
pubs.
The pub, the only acceptable drink to me is a lager, lager top, an ale.
A Guinness.
Possibly a gin and tonic if I was feeling...
Tequila,
like
ginger ale.
A bit of a change. I wouldn't order tequila in a pub.
Jager
no
bomb.
Fucking way.
Jager bomb.
Not in a pub.
Come on.
In the club, not in the pub.
No, but if you're getting smashed in your own pub,
I think you need to be able to take up a level in a pub.
Then I might Jager bomb. Yeah.
Jameson ginger ale. Good little drink.
Delicious.
Like that.
What is the function of a pub for you? Because it sounds like you don't like it when they clear away the tables and it turns into a karaoke kind of dance situation.
You've got me all wrong there, babe. You got me all wrong.
I was there just last week and I sang...
Were you?
Gary Barlow related songs.
Wait, you were in there doing karaoke?
On Thursday.
Oh, on a Thursday. I was in there on Friday.
Well, there we go. I mean, we've been talking for ages because I'm actually bored. We've already eaten. What do we do? That's it.
Okay, let's wrap this up. So they put in Michael and their culinary
tips are vital. That tastes great. But it's a bit of a mouthful. Brilliant. Well, that's it. What else? Are you doing anything soon in like a few weeks' time? Maybe now?
Yeah.
That's the will.
Probably cooking some stuff.
Nice.
Making some stuff, cooking some stuff.
Yeah.
I'll cook things on the internet and I'll sell some of it in my newsletter. And you can watch me on the internet and subscribe to the newsletter. Also, buy my book.
Yeah.
Available to pre-order now, coming out June. It's getting pretty soon. There'll be fun events around the book launch as well. So if you want to come and eat some food,
yeah,
keep your eyes peeled.
And I'm starting a telescopic straw company, which is exciting, which will be just my own telescopic straw
I'll also
company.
Be taking Michael to court. There you go. I'll be very
it's
busy.
It's going to be fun. Well, I'll see you in bloody court. My lawyers will be in touch.
And
goodbye, everyone.
I shall behave like one of those children who is a child of divorce, but...
you already do.
But you were saying goodbye to me already.
No, goodbye, Will. You can say goodbye this time.
You're already
if you
out
want.
In the world. You're a big boy now. You can handle it.
Goodbye, everyone.
Like and subscribe. And review.
Oh, you review it. Review it.
You've got to say.
Oh, no. I think I'm putting people off. I'm even going to play hard to get this time.
Leave us a review. Bye.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food. In which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the Billy and Michael and their culinary tips are vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.